USA News Update. President Biden says Russia has tried for a year now to conquer Ukraine.
They've committed depravities, crimes against humanity. They've targeted civilians with death and destruction.
But in a rousing speech in Warsaw, the president said Russia has failed. The EPA is taking over the response to the East Palestine, Ohio derailment disaster, but also telling the train's operator, Norfolk Southern, that it must clean up the contamination. A not-so-great earnings report from Home Depot, DocuSign, and others have driven Wall Street well into the red, the Dow down by more than 500 at times today. A big name change at the U.S. Naval Academy is especially timely. The Navy's removed the name of a member of the Confederacy from a building on campus and renamed it for Annapolis graduate, former President Jimmy Carter. He remains under hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.